Here's a little section I want to call the hippie conspiracy op.
Okay.
Are you ready? All right, here's the hippie conspiracy. Get ready. Okay. Bob Dylan sold and got this incredible offer for the rights of all of his songs out of the blue. $300 million, and he took it. Bob Dylan's catalog sale highlights a tax advantage for songwriters. I looked at this and I was thinking, you know, Bob Dylan was that huge anti-war figure. He was kind of like that Woody Guthrie character, and, you know, Blowing in the Wind and How Does It Feel and all these different songs and things. And then I learned that David Crosby of Crosby, Stills and Nash had the same great offer he couldn't resist come out of the blue. And all of his sales rights were gone. And he made some interesting thing where he said, you know, I have to pay the mortgage, basically. Which is interesting. You know, these guys are millionaires.
Multi-millionaires. I mean, can you imagine the royalties?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. And I started to think to myself about the 60s. We know when we look back at the 60s, you see peace movements. You see the songs that are identified with a generation. You know, Give Peace a Chance and all these types of things. But they represent more because they represent the idea of a movement together for pushing back the government when the government's wrong. This is really what they represent. And I started to wonder to myself, you know, and again, I realized this is the hippie conspiracy op, but if this continues and you have these kind of conglomerates who will own the rights to people like Dylan and maybe eventually the Beatles and things like that, will they consolidate that side of humanity that stood up to them at a certain point, put them over here as kind of like a little museum piece and get them out of the general circulation of people looking back at different periods? In other words,
are you talking about memory holding music?
Yes.
Oh.
And all the social commentary related to it as well. You know, we know they've tried to control it over the years, and that they've supported ops in relation to entertainment. And there's the incredible investigation of the Laurel Canyon stuff, which I always thought was remarkable. And, you know, some of those groups were great, regardless of if they were cooked up or not. But when you look at it, some people have looked at the Beatles and said this, I've never agreed with that. Because the Beatles were so, they have such a trajectory of growth in their actual work. So people have always attributed things to the Beatles. I think it's just because of who they are. But when I was thinking about Bob Dylan, I was thinking, you know, if I had to pick one character from the 60s who could really inspire a generation, they might look at that. You know, they've been looking at things and saying, you know, we have to kind of merge our biology. This is what we were hearing from the World Economic Forum. And they were coming forward and saying the fourth industrial revolution, there's also a big piece of it is biological, where you're going to kind of merge with the technology and transhumanism. And I was thinking, you know, that spirit that they're trying to get rid of, the thing that they're trying to splice out in the DNA is that kind of rebel quality.
I love that you're framing it like this.
Yes.
That is splicing out part of our genetics.
This is their main problem, if you think about it. And it's so interesting because if you look at the 60s and you look at the Kennedy assassination and then you think about Robert Kennedy's activity, we just did a release something on the Robert Kennedy assassination. And we have Robert F. Kennedy Jr. talking about it at the end, which is also quite powerful. And you think about the challenges that Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is taking on now. Who are they?